says, if you curse Abram, guess who? Abram didn't have to curse back. Now, I think you need to know there is a difference between curse and cuss. Now, they're talking about curse. They ain't talking about cussing now. Cursing, this having to do with trying to bring down, trying to tear down, trying to bind and destroy the blessings. And anybody who tried to destroy, bring down, or burden, or bother the blessings of Abram, God says, I'm going to curse them. And you're going to see this later in the story. Now look at what this Bible says. It says in verse 3, the conclusion, and in these shall all families of the earth be blessed. If God's going to move through him and use him, he's making clear, because this is the challenge. All this is the challenge. He has not at this point acted upon. He's getting all of the information, getting the understanding straight. But what he is doing is focusing and all that of what God has spoken to him before he makes his choice, because he is counting up the cost. And so wise was he to do so, because he stood to lose everything he had on the one hand, and if he obeyed God, he chose to be blessed and receive everything that God had for him. Now look at what verse 4 says, because here's where you begin to see him actually walking in the challenge. The Bible says, verse 4, so Abram departed. So Abram departed. Now here's where he then untied the hands of God and started the wheel to rolling, to receiving what God promised will is. Now keep in mind, as you think about this now, that all he had to do was obey God. That's all he had to do. God said, I'm going to bless you. That was God's job. He didn't have to try and find and make a way. God said, I'm going to do that. He told him he was going to give him a new land, new country. He didn't have to make that. God was going to give that to him. All he had to do was say yes to God and do it. The Bible says, so Abram departed. Now look at what the Bible says on. As the Lord had spoken unto him. God, you said it. I'm going to accept it as word, and I'm moving on that. Now look at what the Bible says. And Lot went with him, and Abram was 75 years old when he departed out of Haran. Now, my brothers and sisters, if you are not settled by 75 years old, in this life, you ain't going to be settled.
The teaching ministry of Dr. John E. Montgomery II offers help for today and hope for tomorrow. Dr. Montgomery would like to know you are being blessed by this program. Our email address is info@greaterkingdavid.org. That's info@greaterkingdavid.org. Our mailing address is The Movement of Christ Broadcast, 911 Lobdell Boulevard. That's Lobdell Boulevard, Baton Rouge, Louisiana, 70806. Visit our website at greaterkingdavid.org, or you may call our office at 225-927-0577. That's 225-927-0577. If you've been blessed by this broadcast, Dr. Montgomery would like for you to do three things. Pray for this ministry. Partner with this ministry. And tell others about this ministry. Now, we pray the Lord's richest blessings upon you and invite you to listen each Monday through Friday at this same time for the Movement of Christ broadcast.
This is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1. KAYT, praising the Lord.
We need a new home. God bless to all of our radio audience. As you're listening to this broadcast and listen to a program of a man that's doing great works, and many folks who have been to see him have been healed. There have been many who have overcome various problems in their home, sicknesses. Those who have been broke, they have begun to find innumerable amounts of wealth coming to them out of nowhere. And those of you that would call this man of God right now, Reverend Gregory, remember right now, my friend, if I were you, I would not put it off. I would not delay it. I would call right now. Pick up the telephone. If you stand in need of help, right now. You like that condition move? Right now. Those you that have peace in your home, right now. You that have the unknown sickness, right now. Man, if you have that nature problem, right now, call the man of God, Reverend Gregory. Remember right now, my friend, call Reverend Gregory right now. Now here's a testimony, my friend, of somebody that went to see this man of God and who was touched and who followed and obeyed instructions, and deliverance came to them. And my friend, the same can happen for you. Those of you that are sincere, you that really and truly want to experience a miracle in your life, call Reverend Gregory right now as you're hearing this broadcast. Call him right now and ask my friend for an appointment to see Reverend Gregory.
God bless all my father's children for as far as my voice can be heard. Friends, this is Reverend Gregory here in the city of Atlanta, Georgia, asking you and especially you, my friends, to pray over everything that you do, no matter when it is, where it is, or how you plan to do it. For God is, God can, and there is no failure in God. If you have that faith, my friends, just that faith of a grain of mustard seed. Yes, you that have that trouble in your home with no peace in that home, you that have that loved one that has gone astray, that husband and wife, that girlfriend, that boyfriend, you that have that court case pending and it seems that there is no winning. Yes, you, my friends, that are dealing with evildoers, that witchcraft and that voodoo and hoodoo that they put down on folks because of jealousy and envy. Yes, friends, no matter what that problem is, no matter how long you've tried to turn that situation around, there's a way being made out of no way for all of God's children that are in need. And all you need, my friends, is just that faith. Just that faith of a grain of mustard seed, and you too can come through. Your situation, friends, can be turned around. Yes, you that have that sickness in your body, that arthritis, that gout, that problem with your nature, that diabetes, whether you have high or low blood pressure or trying to grow hair on your head or your nature is on vacation. Oh, my God, get your pencils, friends. Get your paper ready. Write down this mailing address. Write down this telephone number. Those of you that are writing, we're going to send you a cross. We're going to send that prayer cloth and a bottle of that master stroke oil, showing you, my friends, as others have come through, you too can come through. This is Reverend Gregory in Atlanta, Georgia, asking you, my friends, not to give up. Asking you, my friends, to pray over everything that you do, no matter when it is, where it is, or how you plan to do it. For God is, God can, and there is no failure in God. Telephone number, friends, 404-212-2444. If the line is busy, you just dial me right back, friends. That's 404-212-2444. When you call, you'll say, Reverend Gregory, in the name of Jesus, send me one of those prayer prosperity packages. Whether you want to dress around your home, whether you need help on that job keeping the situations peaceful so you can go make your daily bread, whether you right now have those throwing those stumbling blocks right there in front of you, or they're hiding their hands after they've thrown the stone, my friends, God can be with you no matter what you're dealing with. it. Those of you that are dealing with witchcraft, hoodoo, and voodoo, there's a way to turn it around. There's a way to stop those that are against you. There's a way to keep God in your spirit, in your house, in your life. Telephone number, friends, write it down. Don't try to memorize it. Those of you that are writing, get that pencil and paper ready. Oh, my God. Yes, my friends, in the days of old, there used to be someone that can always go off into the woods with a croaker sack across their back. Come back, boy, it's steeping and straining, so they can drink it and get to the fields the next day. I'll show you how to get rid of that arthritis, my friends, that gout, that rheumatism. I'll show you how to rebuild your body. Again, telephone number, friends, 404-212-2444. If the line is busy, just dial me right back. Right now, my friends, I'm going to ask that you join us for a minute of silent prayer. If you're driving or on the job, don't close your eyes. But let's fill the skies, my friends, with just 1 minute of silent prayer. I'd be praying with someone on the other side of town that's having the same trouble that you're having right now, friends. Join us, my friends. Just 1 minute of silent prayer. The name of Jesus with the blood of Christ in your heart, my friends. Just 1 minute of silent prayer.
So pray for me, and I'll pray for you. That will see me through if you pray for me. Pray for me, and I'll pray for you. The world will be a better place if you pray for me. Pray for me, and I'll pray for you. Better see me through. Just pray for me. Pray for me.
Yes, friends, those of you right now at the sound of my voice, I know that God's real. I know that book of Genesis, the Revelation, is with us. I'm going to play a testimonial of a lady that had real serious problems, and I'm going to get right back with you. Again, friends, telephone number, friends, 404-212-2444. If the line is busy, friends, just dial me right back. That's 404-212-2444.
But you see, you saw a frog come out. And when the frog came out, how did it look?
It was brown. It had a tail and two eyes on the side.
Mm-hmm.
And when that come out, it was a great little lump come out of me behind that.
Mm-hmm.
But it shaped like a frog.
Mm-hmm.
It had a tail.
Yeah, I told you what was going to happen. I told you didn't even have to look at it.
Mm-hmm. It had a long tail.
Mm-hmm.
It shaped just like one.
Hmm. It didn't scare you, did it?
Well, yeah, no, not exactly. It kind of...